Therapy Thursday.
We try to give you the best advice we possibly can. So if you ever have any issues that you'd like for us to help, you can always email us, mandy@hits1063.com, or message us through our free Hits 1063 app.
That's the easiest way.
Mm-hmm. So we got this one that's titled, "I feel like this mom publicly shamed me." And as I'm reading it, you see if you agree or not. She says, "It was a nice day yesterday." This was a couple days ago. "So I grabbed a book and went to the park. I was sitting on a park bench near a mom who was watching her kid on the playground. No one else was close by. A cool breeze was blowing, and I had to sneeze."
Oh, no.
"Now I admit I am a loud sneezer. I didn't hold back, but I always cover it, and I covered my sneeze and continued to read my book."
Yeah, you're outdoors in a park. There's no one around. Who cares?
Right. "Well, this woman spun around." "She was on a different bench, mind you, and told me to stay out of public areas with that stuff. She lectured me on the dangers of COVID and that she isn't at the park with her kids so some inconsiderate idiot could get them all sick." Yikes.
Wow.
"It hadn't even occurred to me to be worried or feel like I should apologize. I said, sneezing isn't really a COVID symptom, you know." Then she really let me have it. "It was so bad, I just left. She pretty much ruined my day."
I'd be like,
"Oh my God, okay, it's happening."
Oh, this is the videos I see. Mm-hmm. It's happening to me.
She says, "Are we at the point where we can't even sneeze without having problems? Should I feel bad about this?"
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's really unfortunate that this woman lectured her like that. I mean, you are in a public area, and you're outside, and you were kind of distanced.
Yeah, it's not, if you're on a bus and you're sitting next to someone and you do that, it's a sneeze. How are you supposed to not sneeze?
Right.
And sneezing is not a side effect of COVID. Have you heard of this thing called allergies? You're outside, it's windy. Some people sneeze if they look at the sun.
I mean, sneezing isn't a side of COVID, but I guess where the mom is coming from is, if she happened to have COVID and she sneezed,
sure,
the sneeze particles are now in the air and being blown in her direction. I don't know. But
we could go into a lot deeper. We're not going to go that direction because there's another direction we could go with some facts, but we're not going to talk about it. We're talking about this lady being a jerk. And if you're an empathetic person, as whoever was that sent us this email, they're going to feel bad just because now, you know, you sit with your own thoughts and you're like, should I have not? Is there a better way I could have sneezed? And then you end up turning it around on yourself, and then you're like, wait, no. All I did was sneeze, and I was outside, and there's no one around me. How am I supposed to feel bad?
So I think we can say that you shouldn't feel bad about it.
There's some people out there that are just miserable people.
Lecture like that. I know, you know, whenever I was flying back from Florida a couple weeks ago, I about killed myself trying not to cough on the airplane.
Yeah.
Like, because I had some peanuts, and then a peanut got, like a little particle
tickled
my throat.
Skins on the top of the peanut, yeah.
Yeah, and you know how that throws you into a spiral effect. And so I was just trying not to, I was like choking, trying not to cough.
And a lot of flights now don't hand out drinks right away.
No.
Especially on a short flight.
Or they charge you because it was Allegiant and they charge you for everything. And so I couldn't hit
the
buzzer.
Ma'am, are you going to use that seatbelt? That's $2.50.
As I'm like almost dying and I couldn't cough.
And you have a mask, so you're already parched because, you know, you get dry mouth.
I was scared to death to cough.
Yeah.
Because I'm on an airplane.
Yeah.
And that's really sad that I was scared to cough and I about killed myself. Seriously, I had tears streaming down my face. So I feel like, unfortunately, this is our new norm, but it shouldn't be. You shouldn't lecture anybody because they have a natural thing.
Not in a park outside with no one around. Now, again, if you're sitting on the same park bench and you sneeze really loud next to someone, yes, I would feel bad about that. I'd be like, oh, sorry, I should have gotten up.
And walked away.
Yeah, walk away. But you're on a bench. Just based on this, I'm assuming it's at, 15 feet away from each other. Like, what are we doing here? If you're that concerned about other people sneezing, stay home.
So whenever, say in my situation, like when you're on an airplane, what do you do in that given moment? Do you look at them and say, sorry, I'm about to have a coughing fit and I apologize. This has nothing to do with what you probably think it is. I just ate some peanuts and they're going down the
wrong
way.
Also, as just another citizen that has a heart, you probably would realize that, oh, this person's not purposely trying to cough on me. Mm-hmm. I just saw them eating peanuts. Maybe this is what's happening. Like, you also have to just use your brain in certain situations. And a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, really, that is the worst when you're in public or you feel like you have to sneeze or you're like, oh God.
So do you feel like she publicly shamed her?
Yeah, she publicly shamed her.
Even though nobody was around.
Yeah, but you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. So sorry this happened to you. And I guess the consensus is you shouldn't feel bad.
I go back to that park where that lady is.
No need to call.
Do some crop dusting. I did hear the crops over there needed some dusting.
I think if that was me and this lady had yelled at me, I probably would have just got up and been like, sorry, and walk away.
Stick your tongue out.
I wouldn't even acknowledge the anger.
But then part of you would be like, you know what? No, I want to stay here out of spite. But yeah, I probably would have
walked
away.
Part of me, but then there's this, like,
I would have said nothing and walked away. That's what I would have done.
That's what I would have done. Just go.
I could be like, no, you know what I would do? No, I would just walk away, be quiet, not say anything. That's what I would do.
Okay, I'm going to slowly walk away.
Some
my apologies.
People.
If you have some advice on this, maybe this has happened to you before, we'd love to hear about it. Call us up 280-1063. What's up, Barbara?
I was publicly shamed not long ago.
What happened?
I'm a healthcare professional, so I was in a doctor's office with an actual N95 mask on, and I had to sneeze. Mm-hmm. So I had my mask on. I turned away from the entire lobby, mm-hmm. put my elbow, my arm up, sneezed into my elbow, everything I could possibly do, and I have allergies.
Right.
So when I go back for my appointment, the nurse comes in and she said, the fella sitting in the lobby out there said that you just sneezed all over the window out there in our lobby.
Oh, no.
Like, oh my gosh. I have an N95 mask on.
Get
and
out.
I turned away. I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's.
So the guy felt compelled to get up and complain about it?
Yes. Yes. And there were no particles released.
They're like, what else is there to do?
Fitted to us. Yeah, we have to be fitted for our N95 masks
right.
in healthcare.
Wow.
So, and I left the mask on and sneezed into the elbow, turned away.
And he still was like, she's sneezing.
She
all
deliberately
over the place.
Turned towards me and made eye contact as she sneezed in my face, is probably
right?
what his story was.
So, yes, I feel sorry. I mean, the poor lady was outside, bless her heart. But yes, it happens. And you feel like if you sneeze or cough, everybody's just like staring you down.
Yeah,
but you do. You definitely do. I hope and pray that that goes away one day.
Hopefully.
Oh, I hope and pray too. Because it's
sooner rather than later, right?
Just it makes you afraid to like put on perfume or cologne. You're like, oh, if I get one whiff of my own cologne, I might sneeze in a few hours.
I know. But yes, I was shamed in a doctor's office.
That's ridiculous.
Well, shame on that man for shaming you.
Yeah.
I know, right? But. Oh, well, what do you do? I did all the right things.
That's
so.
Right. That's
all you can do.
All you can do is do you.
Right. I'm sorry, but all my particles are within my N95 mask I had on, so leave me alone.
You re-breathed that back in.
Yeah, right.
I just inhaled that, okay?
For them. And thank you all, by the way, because I got to download Ed Sheeran's new album.
Yay!
I won that, so thank you.
Awesome.
And, I love you guys. Listen to you every morning on the way to work, going into UK now.
Awesome. Well, we love you back. Have a great day at work.
You all too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.